friends. Welcome to Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be baking up some pastries filled with, I had some beef sitting in, I had cooked it yesterday and I had it sitting in my fridge. So I decided, I wanted something to be on the side. So this is kind of a side dish. And we're going to be using the Pepperidge Farm puff pastries today. Next time I'm going to be uploading a video of homemade pastry, and I'm going to have my mom here with me because my mom is an excellent, excellent cook, and she makes her pastries from home. So we're going to invite her to the show so she can show us how she makes the homemade pastries. So we're going to start off with the pastries, and what you're going to need is the box of pastries. You should have 9 coming out from one sheet. There are 2 sheets in there, so you should have a total of 18 pastries. You're going to need a baking pan, just some Pam, which we're going to spray, and I lost my nozzle there. Just bear with me. Just going to give it a... Looks like my nozzle is giving me a problem, but there we go. We fixed it. All right, so we're just going to lightly spray our pan so our pastries don't stick. And then... with the beef here, going back to the beef, what I did was I just shredded the beef, the boiled beef, into the food processor, and then I added onions, and I processed the onions too, and I just put it together and added some salt and pepper, and I have a mix. And you can actually stuff these with anything you want. You can stuff them with ground beef. I've even stuffed them with apples, the apple filling that you get in a can, and it tastes really, really good. We're just going to need a little bit of water to put on the sides of our pastries so we can close them shut, and some egg wash. And some cilantro, which I'll have to grab. And I'm going to show you how to decorate the pastries. And I have been doing this, and it's just become my signature now. So there's the one piece. The other piece I already baked earlier, and I had it ready to show you. So we're just going to unwrap this. Now friends, if the pastry does not unwrap and it gives you a problem and you get really, really frustrated with it, don't unwrap it. Just leave it the way it is. Fold it again so you have a nice, bread-sized piece. And then roll it out, to the measurement of what this would look like. And you could probably get 18 pastries out of that. So here we go. So, and this is already scored. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to cut the scored part. Just like that. Just eye it. So we have... 9 pieces, just like I promised. All right, friends, bear with me while I just pick up my cilantro. All right, so I've got parsley leaves. I've got dried parsley leaves. And I like to have fun with my food, so what I usually do is I'm just going to sprinkle a little bit on the board. Then I'm going to put the pastry on top of it, just like so. Then we're going to roll. Just going to put about a tablespoon's amount worth on the pastry. And if you feel that the pastry is a little bit too big and the filling is a little bit too little, go ahead and add more on in there. It doesn't have to be 1 tablespoon. Then what you want to do is you want to grab your water and you just wet your finger and you just add it to the ends. This will help close it so they're not gonna open on you. I've had so many times when I you know, feel lazy and I miss out on this step, yep, sure enough, my pastry opens up. And then we're just going to turn it around and press. And then take a fork. And then we're just going to make some indentations. And these indentations are going to be, one, decorative, very beautiful looking. And two, they're going to make sure that they're going to close the pastry and it's not going to open on us. So I'm going to do one more. And then we're going to go ahead, I'm going to finish up, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you what my finished product looks like. So again, here, one more time we're going to do this. I want you guys to see. I'm going to sprinkle the parsley, fresh, dried parsley, put it on top of it. Just roll. There we go. Alright, I'm going to take our filling, put the filling right in the middle, dab our finger in the pastry, make sure that we have, you know, you don't want to wet it completely, you just want to pat it, pat a little bit down so we know 100% we have, it's kind of going to be acting like glue for us. There we go. Just gonna put it down like so. Get our fork. Make sure they're even. And again, just press, make our indentations so that it looks decorative and it closes. So I got all the rest of my pastries done, and I'm gonna show you how we're just gonna get our egg wash, and we're just gonna paint. This is really a fun job for kids. So if you have kids, this would be a kids friendly dish. They can paint the pastries and they can say, I helped mom cook today. So we're just gonna go ahead, paint this on. I'm gonna quickly put this in the oven and I'm gonna show you what the finished product looks like. So I'm just gonna walk over, put it in my oven, 400 degrees, 20 minutes. And when they come out, this is what they're gonna look like. And I'm gonna be serving this with, you know, I love ketchup. I have ketchup with everything. So ketchup, and you can add a little bit of spiced cayenne if you wanna in it, in the ketchup with some lemon, but mine is just plain ketchup. And I have some green chutney over here. Thank you for watching this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great recipe. Thank you.